Joining us now on Jewish Community Radio here in Cleveland is David Isaac. David is involved with a great new project, Zionism101.org. It's an educational site, and I thought, hey, why not have him on and talk about what this site is? David, welcome to Jewish Community Radio.
Thanks, Fred. Thanks for having me on.
Now, you have this brand new site, I see, called Zionism101.org, and it's a video education site talking about the history of Israel.
That's right, yeah. It's a website dedicated to teaching the history of Zionism through a series of short films. And the idea is to give anyone, anywhere, with a web connection, access to educational material on Zionism. And I found that people don't know very much about Zionism, even those who are friendly to the movement. There's simply been a failure to teach about it, and yet it is the most important movement in modern Jewish history.
And I see with this site here that you have lots of videos, and you're actually working on to complete an entire 60-video series covering the entire history of what led up to the creation of Israel from Herzl and beyond.
Yes, I thought it was very important, if I were to do this site, to make it comprehensive. It has to be a one-stop shop where someone who's interested in learning about Zionism can learn about it from A to Z. And the 60 or so videos you're describing are what we currently have planned for, but the site is constantly growing. I think that's important to understand. We may have as many as 100 videos. We try to add a new video every 3 to 4 weeks, and the site is not completed. It's in the process of being completed. We have about 24 videos done, and the videos are about 5 minutes in length, so it's a YouTube-length video, and they're easy to watch and digest, and the idea is we empower the viewer. So you can go to the site, you can watch 5 minutes, or you can watch 20 minutes. And because they're in bite-sized pieces, you don't get overwhelmed. And we found that we went with video because it's the most conducive to learning on the web. If you think about YouTube, it's an incredibly popular site. And yet, people also, keep in mind, don't want to read a lot, period. People are reading less and less all the time, and they certainly don't want to read on a computer screen. And I found that the Zionism sites that are out there are very dense and textual heavy, and they're not very attractive, and I have trouble believing anyone would want to spend much time on them.
Interesting. Now, I look at your website, I see under videos you have the menu, so to speak, divided into courses. So each one of these courses is 1 5-minute or so video?
Well, that's a good question. When I say courses, they're video courses. So there are 20 video courses total right now. But within those video courses, there are numerous videos. So the first course we have is on founding fathers, but that includes 4 founding fathers. We have Theodore Herzl, Chaim Weizmann, David Ben-Gurion, and Vladimir Jabotinsky. Now, each of those has 4 or 5 videos dedicated to them each. So take Theodore Herzl. That is one topic within video courses, within Founding Fathers, and he has 4 videos dedicated just to him. In fact, it's a 20-minute documentary.
Interesting. And also, you mentioned Zev Vladimir Jabotinsky, who is one of the founders that a lot of people really have forgotten about, in a sense.
That's right. I think you would be hard-pressed to find someone who could tell you anything about Vladimir Jabotinsky. And there are reasons for it, historical reasons we don't have to get into here. But the idea is to start to educate so people can have the conversation. I mean, I think we're at the point where Zionist history is really in the doldrums, to put it gently. I don't think people know, you know, they wouldn't know what the name is. And this applies to Israel too, unfortunately. So I think we have to start recognizing that we need to begin teaching again who these people were, what the arguments were, and what their contributions were, you know, and how that formed the Jewish state that we have now. And without that, I don't know if people know even the whys and wherefores of Israel's existence.
And we're here on Jewish Community Radio today with David Isaac from Zionism101.org. He put together a series of educational videos talking about Israel, the history of Israel, and Zionism in general, and what it means, and what the movement is about. And his website, Zionism101, is packed with videos. And David, so I'm looking at your website now, and I see that you have to have a login. Is this a free website, or do you have to pay for membership or pay for the courses?
Well, we do ask people to register, but registration is free. There is no charge. The reason we have registration is because we want to have a way to measure our success. So in order to access the videos, you must set up an account. That's the purpose of registration. It's not for fundraising, though we do appreciate donations, but its purpose is to let us know how we're doing and also to tell us where our audience is coming from. What part of the world, what religion, etc. Registration also helps for another reason, because we send out an email to all our subscribers every time we put up a new video. So once you set up an account, you don't need to keep coming back to the site to see if something's new. We'll let you know.
Interesting. But your email addresses, I presume you don't give them out to other organizations. You're not like selling the email addresses, I presume.
Absolutely not. Yeah, we don't share our list with anyone. Again, the purpose is simply for our own records and to let us know how we're succeeding, who's looking at our site. We don't share the list with anyone.
Yeah, it's always a concern on the internet. People don't want their information given out, so it's always a concern. So that's why I asked that question. But, okay, now I'm looking at your courses here. Let me go back to your course list here, and I'm going to just browse the website as I do this. And I see one of the courses is actually a very important topic which comes up in conversation more and more so today, which is Christian Zionism. Tell us about that, please.
Christian Zionism, that's a great question. That course I'm implementing now, so I'm in the process of creating it. And it is one of the most interesting learning experiences I've had working on this project so far, because what I've discovered is that, as you know, most Zionist history books gloss over the contributions of Christian Zionism to the Zionist movement. But in fact, Christian Zionism played a critical role in the development of the Jewish presence in Eretz Israel in the 19th century. And without Christian Zionism, I don't think the Jewish population would have gotten the foothold in the Holy Land that it did in that century. And another thing is, Chaim Weizmann, he decided in 1904 to move to England to study and research chemistry at the University of Manchester. That was a critical decision. Most Zionist history books have built Weizmann up into single-handedly bringing about the Balfour Declaration. This is not the case. Britain had a long tradition of Christian Zionism in that country and had been going on for a century. He found a ready ear. If Weizmann had gone to any other country, if he'd gone to Germany or France, he would have not met with success. And I think it's something that needs to be talked about more. And I feel like I'm breaking new ground, frankly. There are a few books on this topic, but it really has been a subject that's been ignored, and I think it's important for Jews to learn about. And I think, frankly, that my guess is Christian Zionists don't know the full extent of their movement's contribution to laying the groundwork.
That's interesting because, say, of course, the Christian Zionist movement is growing and is a major force. As I told one friend of mine years ago, nobody can live without friends. And the Christian Zionist movement is a important friend of Israel.
Yes, I think Christian Zionism may be, American Christian Zionist movement may be the only friend that Israel has today, the only, certainly the most staunchest, most dedicated friend. And that friendship is actually rooted also in British Christian Zionism, which was imported into this country.
Interesting.
In the 19th century.
Interesting. And we're here with David Isaac from Zionism101.org. He has a series of videos, courses on the history of Zionism and history of Israel that you can sign up for at their site. And it's I saw one of their videos, and I was very fascinated at how well they were produced. And I got to compliment you on that. How did you get involved in this project?
Oh, that's very kind of you to say. I spent years in Hollywood writing scripts. I've been a newspaper reporter and a writer, so I have some familiarity with the medium. And it's really a matter of, once the scripts are written, it's a matter of finding material, film material to go with it. And there are basically a few building blocks, like Lego, if you will, that goes into creating a good film. And you need narration, you need music, you need footage, and above all, you need a good script. And once you have the team in place, it's possible to produce very good quality at lower cost, thanks to improvements in technology and editing software, which is now available to the masses, which used to be tens of thousands of dollars and only available to professionals.
Interesting. But how did you get involved? I mean, you're personally somebody who has done a lot of video work, you mentioned, and work in TV, media, video in general. But what was the impetus that said, you know, I think today I'm going to make a bunch of movies about Zionism?
Well, I was working on other Zionist sites. I've been a Zionist and interested in the topic since high school. And I was researching online, and I just wanted to find some material on Zionism. And what I found surprised me, and I was taken aback, I would say, because what I discovered is that Zionism doesn't have a presence online to speak of. It really doesn't have representation. And so I was looking for Zionist sites, and what I found was anti-Zionist sites, which use Zionism in their name. I think that's worth mentioning. It's an interesting point. So you have a site like ZionismExplained.org or ZionismOnTheWeb.org. Those are anti-Zionist sites. There's a site called Palestine Remembered, which uses Zionism 101 within their site frequently. So I think what they are trying to do, if I were to guess, is snare the unwary. So someone online who's innocent looking for material on Zionism will be drawn into these anti-Zionist sites. And I thought to myself, you know, Zionism deserves a presence. Zionism deserves to be represented. And it deserves to be represented in a way that's professional and visually appealing and comprehensive.
Interesting.
It should be a place people can go for they want to learn about Zionism without being bombarded by propaganda. And I think it's important to stress that this is an educational site. It's not a propaganda site. I'm not dealing with flotillas and, you know, the latest mortar attack from the Gaza Strip. This is education. We have to start over, I feel.
Interesting. I'm here with David Isaac from Zionism101.org, which is a site of video courses about history of Zionism, history of Israel. And David, I really am impressed by your site and what you're putting together here, I must say.
Oh, thanks very much.
And you also, quick question here, you have two interesting courses, which I have not seen yet. And I got to admit, I've not signed up yet, but I did see the first course and I was like, wow, this is great. And two of the interesting courses you have is American Zionism and Israel's geography. A lot of people don't think of Israel's geography as being anything different than, oh, let's say something here, a flat, more or less flat, a little bit of hills of what we have here in Cleveland, Ohio area. But of course, in Israel, geography plays a major role in, I don't know, everything.
Yeah, I mean, when you're talking about Zionism or history, I think geography is part of history. And I happened to have majored in geography when I was in university, so I got an appreciation for that. And the fact of the matter is, it's difficult, I think, for people to really understand what you're talking about unless they have some basic knowledge of where the mountains are and where the you know, planes are and what, you know, where the cities are. I think it's just part of learning about, you know, the history of Israel and Zionism. It's that simple.
Now, one thing I want to ask you about is that I see one of your courses, Course 11, and I want to just ask you about one word. And this may just be me reading too much into it, but I see you have the subject course, War for Independence, where most people say War of Independence. Do you see that as a war of or a war for that Israel had in 1948?
I don't think I've that's funny. I don't know that I have a strong opinion on that. I would say it was a war for independence, though. I mean, I don't know what the two words mean, really, what you're referring to by of and war. I don't know what if those two words are pregnant with meaning or not.
But, no, but interesting, because some might say Israel had to fight to defend its independence or fight to gain independence. I guess that's kind of really what I'm asking, because most of the time I see the words war of independence. And maybe I'm reading too much into this.
Well, I mean, it's an interesting question you have. I have to admit I haven't given it much thought, but now that you've asked me, I would say it was a war for independence. You have to keep in mind the situation at the time. Israel was really under the heel of Britain, and Britain was fighting tooth and nail to undo the mandate and their promise to help establish a Jewish national home in that area. So Israel really had to fight Britain first to kick them out, and then they had to, so they were not independent at that point, and then they had to fight the Arabs who were intent on destroying them and were getting plenty of help from England, and Israel was really pretty much on its own. So I think it was a war for independence. They had not yet achieved independence, so in that sense, yes, war.
Interesting. And I'm looking at a couple other your titles here. And one of the things I just have to ask about is, it catches my attention here, three Zionist ideas, Course 6. What are the three Zionist ideas?
Well, there is socialist Zionist idea, where they combine socialism and Zionism. And so they, you know, that, in other words, they would go to Eretz Israel and there create a workers' paradise. Then you had religious Zionism, which wanted to see the creation of a state which would have a religious basis, okay? And then you had, third, I would call Zionism as refuge. And there the idea was that the Jews would have a place to go to escape persecution, which might be closest to the founder's idea, Theodor Herzl. I mean, his idea was that the Jews had no place to go and call their own. They were everywhere a minority, and once they were established in their own state, anti-Semitism would disappear. He turned out not to be right on that last part. And that was also the idea, I think, not just of Herzl, but of other early Zionists important in, before Herzl, such as Pinsker. He also felt the real issue was that the Jews were everywhere a minority, and once they were gathered together, they would be able to defend themselves. It wasn't even important to these early Zionists that the Jewish state be established in Eretz Israel. Pinsker had to be convinced that he was a secular Jew.
Interesting. And we're speaking here with David Isaac from Zionism101.org. And I want to thank you for coming on here on Jewish Community Radio. But before we go here, is there anything else that you want to add about Zionism101.org?
I just want to thank you for having me on and giving me the chance to talk about it. And I would just say that if any of your listeners want to learn about Zionism, they won't find a better place to start than Zionism101.org.
Thank you, David, and we appreciate you coming on here on Jewish Community Radio.